about your fiction works, because, you know, this heaven theme that we're talking about here, is it finds its way into a number of your fiction works as well. And, you know, I remember hearing a story of when President Lincoln met Harriet Beecher Stowe and said to her that line of, oh, so you're the little lady that started this war, huh? And the point being that fiction can impact us for change, and in kind of a backdoor way, in a way that nonfiction can't. And I assume that was the idea that you had in mind in some of what you were trying to do. So why don't you talk about, you know, in what ways your fiction writing was designed to do that?
Well, I really, what you said is very true, Dave, and I really believed that many people can be reached through fiction that will not be reached through nonfiction, and there's several reasons for this. Primary one is that there are a lot of people who only read nonfiction and not fiction, but there are a huge number of people who almost everything they read is fiction. And I remember this hitting me one time when I was off speaking somewhere and I was coming back. I was on an airplane and I walked back to use the bathroom. And as I walked back, I just looked at what is everybody reading. Well, I'll bet you, and that was in the days before, you know, tablets and Kindle and, you know, all of that, but I could see the books and I could see the titles and recognize many of the authors. And I would easily, 90% of the people reading on that plane were reading fiction. And there was somebody reading in virtually every row, and it was almost always a popular novel. Mm. Or maybe not a popular novel, just a novel. But you could just easily tell what's a novel and what's nonfiction. And it just struck me that when people are kind of, they want to relax, they're kind of away, and even when they're home, many of them curl up under a blanket by the fireplace, you know, whatever, and read a great story. Maybe not a great story, but a story. Read a novel. And I thought, wow, some of these people would never read my nonfiction books, but I wonder if I could write a story. And I ended up, my first couple of novels were murder mysteries. And lots of people read murder mysteries. And I'd always enjoyed Sherlock Holmes and various murder mysteries and things that I'd read along the way, detective-type stories. So I thought, why not try to do that? And it was actually the first... My publisher wanted me to sign a contract, and I said, I will not sign a contract on this book. I'm writing it, but I'm not going to sign a contract because my fear is it might not be any good, and then you might publish it anyway. And so I want to be able to make the call on this myself. And I finally felt like, you know, this is not Hemingway, but it is, you know, I think it can make a difference. And so the novel Deadline was published, and by the way, you know, I mentioned before about committing to give away 100% of the royalties on my books, for Nancy and I not to keep any of that, and that's been true to this day. But what I didn't say was, at the time I did that, I was getting fair royalties on several of my books, but, you know, not that big of a thing. And then suddenly, after making that decision, it was within a year that all of a sudden my books were on bestsellers list. Mm. And then the novel Deadline was on the bestsellers list, Christian fiction bestsellers list, for like 2 years. And it was crazy how people responded. And then I followed up with the novel Dominion and Edge of Eternity, and ultimately I wrote Safely Home and Lord Falkland's Letters, Ishbane Conspiracy. I wrote Courageous, that corresponds to the movie Courageous, and a few other things. And I've even written a graphic novel, you know, the long comic book style, called Eternity, that's based on The Rich Man and Lazarus, and I actually just finished one on the Apostle Paul. It'll be out actually next month. Anyway, so all of the fiction writing that I've done has it has amazed me, because it's like God reaches a very different audience. For instance, with the graphic novels, he's reaching young people, who a number of whom don't read conventional books. They just don't. They read graphic novels. And so it might be the Marvel Comics group or DC, or it might be the manga or manga, you know, Japanese comics, the, you know, whatever they read. But it's just so fun to reach people, which was my goal from the beginning, reach people who otherwise wouldn't be reading my books. Hmm.